Good morning. You will see in your bulletin an advertisement for Restart. It's Ministry of the United, Syracuse United Methodist Churches, okay, which we are a part of. However, we're not being a part of because nobody's stepping up to help out. And this is held at Irwin. Irwin Church has had the space to collect all the furniture, all the appliances, everything that somebody needs to start a new apartment, a new housing. However, in order for the church to get the stuff to the people, they need helpers. And we have been lax in stepping up, maybe because it hasn't been stressed enough. Well, I'm here to tell you that I am looking for at least two or three people who would be willing once a month to help deliver furniture, household items, etc., to a family. For example, this coming Thursday at 5 o'clock, they have put together six families looking for their furnishings to start a new apartment. They only have three people to help deliver to six families. And they also have one pickup. Now, if they had enough people, they have two vehicles that they can use to do this work. But the vehicles don't drive themselves. So, if anybody feels moved to step up and help, they usually spend from 6 o'clock until 8 o'clock at night at the most, depending on how many deliveries they have. So it would be two hours out of your time. If you could help do this, the ministry would be greatly appreciated, and we'll do our fair share. So let me know. Talk to me after church.
That is a great ministry, and she's in the choir right up here, so you can catch her afterwards. Let me tell you that there is an abbreviated order of worship in your bulletin, but everything you need will be on the screen. And if you're interested in some of the liturgy, because sometimes I'm taken by it and I want to see those words, if you have a smartphone and you know how to do QR codes, those are available, and there's in the bottom here, those funny little squigglies are QR codes. There are restrooms and childcare out this way. We have a safe sanctuary policy, so we ask that children be accompanied throughout the building. And as I finish these opportunities for ministries and service, let me introduce a video which will tell you about our upcoming Lenten series and our Lenten study group.
Good morning. As Barbara mentioned, I'm Ted Finlayson-Schuler. I'm the chair of the worship team and standing in for Pastor Alicia today. Welcome to all folks new and old who are here, or new and ongoing participants. I shouldn't say old, new and ongoing participants. We hope today is a meaningful time for you, and we hope that you'll find welcome here that you came to seek. We spend too much time being driven rather than drawn in. During this worship service series, we will connect with our inherent creativity and creative problem solving to make this world a better place. Join the choir on the responses in our theme song for this worship series.
In the world of the driven,
let us be drawn in.
Let your love be a given,
let us be drawn in.
To imagine, to dream, to create, to redeem, for the sake of the living,
let us be drawn in. Everything that is created is in relationship with all other things. God's visions for birds has to do with the way air was created. How a song is interpreted by those who sing it may change the composer's perception of the song, or even change the song itself. Nothing exists in isolation. So too with our relationships with others. What happens for all humanity is closely related to how we respond to each other. Are we willing to reintegrate, revise, revision our lives as we come in contact with others who are not like us? New possibilities await if we are willing to offer ourselves fully and be willing to be changed by our interactions.
In the world of the driven,
let us be drawn in.
Let your love be a given,
let us be drawn in.
To imagine, to dream, to create, to redeem, for the sake of the living,
let us be drawn in.
Good morning. I'm Peter Swords, and I'm going to be your liturgist this morning. Please stand in body or spirit and join me in the unison call to worship. Let's pray together. Reintegrating God, you created us to be in relationship with you and with others. Open us to be changed as we encounter humanity's diversity. Draw us into your love for all your children. Give us the courage to reach out in love. Amen. Please remain standing. It does take courage to reach out in love and to embrace change. And please do join me in singing our opening hymn, Gather Us In.
Here in this place a new light is streaming, now is the darkness vanished away. See in this space our fears and our dreamings, brought here to you in the light of this day. Gather us in the lost and forsaken, gather us in the blind and the lame. Call to us now and we shall awaken, we shall arise at the sound of the name. We are the young, our lives are a mystery. We are the old who yearn for your face. We have been sung throughout all of history, called to be light to the whole human race. Gather us in, the rich and the haughty. Gather us in, the proud and the strong. Give us a heart so meek and so lowly. Give us the courage to enter the song. Here we will take the wine and the water. Here we will take the bread of new birth. Here you shall call your sons and your daughters. Call us anew to be salt for the earth. Give us to drink the wine of compassion. Give us to eat the bread that is you. Nourish us well and teach us to fashion. Lives are the holy and hearts are the true. Not in the dark of buildings confining, not in some heaven light years away. Here in this place the new light is shining. Now is the kingdom and now is the day. Gather us in and hold us forever. Gather us in and make us your own. Gather us in, all peoples together. Fire of love in our flesh and our bone.
Please be seated for a minute. So what contributes to disintegration of the world rather than reintegration of all things into beloved and supportive community? Theologian Don Saliers says of creativity, "Holy play asks of us vulnerability to grace and to one another." Sometimes fear of making ourselves vulnerable keeps us isolated, unforgiving, and without the playmates we need to create the love the world so desperately needs. Hear the good news. We were made for each other. We were made for relationship. We have only to choose to say yes to God's invitation to participate fully in the life and love of community. In a minute, at our greeting and passing of the peace today, I invite you to turn to your neighbors and as you shake their hand or give a hug, affirm your connection by saying the word, yes. And then we'll have the song to welcome the children after that.
Yes. 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 Would the children please come forward? Come on up, kids.
Oh God, you are my God, and I will ever praise you. Oh God, you are my God, and I will ever praise you. I will seek you in the morning, and I will learn to walk in your ways. And step by step you'll lead me, and I will follow you all of my days.
Morning. Well, it's going to be a little different today. We're not going to do anything up here, but we're going to do something down there. Today our word is reintegrate. That's like a grown-up word, isn't it? It's not a kid word, reintegrate. But what it means is to mix things together and get to know new people and to do new things. And today we're going to be using chalk. And instead of each one of you doing your own drawing, you're going to do one big one down there on the table. See this paper on the table down there? And chalk and creativity lets us to find out some new things. Like if you make a circle with chalk, it looks just like this. But if you take that chalk and if you spread it out all the way around, it's a whole different thing, isn't it? Or you can maybe instead of spreading it out, you could just kind of gently cover the whole thing. And if you put colors, you know, what colors do you think you get if you put blue and yellow together? Green, you're the smart one, okay. It doesn't work really well, but you can start to see the green coming through if you move them together. So what I want you to do, and Miss Ann is going to help you. You all know Miss Ann from Sunday school. She's going to help, and what we want you to do is instead of doing your own, do one together so everybody can participate and try and do some new things with colors, some creative things maybe you hadn't thought about doing before, okay? Okay, let's say a prayer together. Dear God, thank you so much that we're able to come to church and be together in a big family. Thank you that you have made us creative people, boys and girls, creative boys and girls, who will be able to see your love for them and understand your love for all people. And we ask that their creativity become a guide and a symbol for us as adults to not get stuck in our old, uncreative ways. Amen. Okay, so go on down with Miss Ann, and she will help you. And there's wet wipes there too, so if anybody needs clean up, she's got that taken care of.
During this worship series, in addition to a scripture reading, we have a reading categorized as an imaginative word. These readings are about finding and reclaiming our creativity. Today's reading is Eat Inspiration Like Dinner by Renhui Moon. Everyone eats inspiration like a fancy dinner. What's in it that makes it so much desired? Is it the unusual ingredients it contains, or the soaring power it promises? Is it the trendy colors it possesses, or the music it orchestrates inside of us? Is it the delicious taste it offers, or the harmony when we are aligned? It is both and all. We are created to create and must be inspired. This week's scripture from 1 Corinthians 12:12-19 is so relevant because at this very minute, our denomination is deciding whether or not to remain as one body or to split over the inclusion of LGBTQ members and ministers. Paul is writing to the church in Corinth about unity and the importance of each member. What I'd like for you to do is, when you see words in bold, please speak them with conviction. So look on the screen. Here we go. For just as the body is one and has many members, all the members of the body, though many, are one body, so it is with Christ. For in the one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, Jews or Greeks, slaves or free, gay or straight, and we were all made to drink of one Spirit. Indeed, the body does not consist of one member, but of many. If the foot were to say, because I'm not a hand, I do not belong to the body, that would not make it any less a part of the body. And if the ear were to say, because I'm not an eye, I don't belong to the body, that would not make it any less a part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would the hearing be? If the whole body were an ear, where would the sense of smell be? But as it is, God arranged the members in the body, each one of them as God chose. If all were a single member, where would the body be? This is truly the word of God for the people of God, and thank you. Thanks be to God. Valuing each person, each member of the body, can lead to unanticipated blessings. Please stand in body or spirit and join me in singing In the Midst of New Dimensions.
In the midst of new dimensions, in the face of changing ways, who will lead the pilgrim peoples wandering in their separate ways? God of rainbow, fiery pillar, leading where the eagles soar, we, your people, ours the journey, now and ever, now and ever, now and evermore. As we stand a world divided by our own self-seeking schemes, grant that we, your global village, might envision wilder dreams. God of rainbow, fiery pillar, leading where the eagles soar, we, your people, ours a journey, now and ever, evermore. We are man and we are woman, all persuasions old and young. Each a gift, your creation, each a love song to be sung. God of rainbow, fiery pillar, leading where the eagles soar. We, your people, ours the journey, now and ever, evermore. Could the threats of dire predictions cause us to withdraw in pain? May your blazing phoenix spirit resurrect the church again. God of rainbow, fiery pillar, leading where the eagles soar. We, your people, ours the journey, now and ever, evermore.
Please be seated. What does it mean for God's kingdom, a place where all are kin or family, to come on earth as it is in heaven? This video that we're about to see as part of our video testimony series was unsolicited. It just came into Pastor Alicia's inbox, and I look forward to everybody seeing this. Pretty amazing.
Greetings, friends at University United Methodist Church. My name is Barrett Lee. I realize that my face is probably not familiar to you. I noticed on Facebook that your congregation is currently producing a series of videos where your members share about the ways in which your church has been a blessing. I am not one of your members, but I would like to add my own testimony of a critical moment when University United Methodist Church was a blessing to our family. It was the summer of 2011, and my wife and I were both serving as pastors of Presbyterian congregations in the country north of Utica, Rome. We were happily expecting our second child when one day everything went very wrong. My wife developed preeclampsia and was taken by ambulance to Krause Hospital in Syracuse, where she underwent an emergency C-section. The doctors told us that she was mere hours away from death when she was wheeled into surgery at 4 a.m. Our son was very premature and had to stay in the NICU at Krause for a while. During that time, we were allowed to stay at the Ronald McDonald House just a few doors down from your church building. The hospital drove us over in the middle of the night on a Saturday. And as the car was pulling into the driveway, I looked to my right and noticed a rainbow flag hanging from the outside of a beautiful stone church. I said to my wife, "I don't care what denomination that church is, we are going there in the morning." The next day, still exhausted and scared and healing, we were greeted with much-needed smiles from Reverend Craig French and the members of University United Methodist Church. You surrounded us with hugs and prayers, and you sent us out with food and flowers. My words cannot adequately convey just how deeply your affection touched our hearts in that moment of extreme crisis. That Sunday morning was August 7th, 2011. Today, more than 7 years later, I am happy to report that all of us are doing just fine. One of the things we continue to carry with us from that challenging season is our gratitude for the Christ-like love and hospitality we received from the hands and hearts of University United Methodist Church. May God continue to bless you and make you a blessing to the whole community of Syracuse, New York, and beyond. From all of us here in our family, from me, from Adam, thank you. Say thank you.
Thank you.
I see some tissues in use at the moment. It's pretty powerful. You never know. You just never know. The tagline on Nelson Price's email is a Scott Adams quote. It says, "Remember, there's no such thing as a small act of kindness. Every act creates a ripple with no logical end." I think this video confirms that idea. If there was ever a moment where there was a lot to say, this is it. Our global United Methodist denomination is meeting right now at a special general conference in St. Louis to attempt to decide whether or not LGBTQ persons are welcome in our churches. This strikes many of us older folks and just about all the young folks as a bizarre thing to argue about, as we realize that we have lesbian, gay, trans, and bi friends, family, coworkers, acquaintances, who we know to be kind, loving, wonderful people, parents, and pastors. We also know that our faith calls us to love God and to love our neighbors as ourselves, and that Jesus did not provide any exceptions to that guidance. This United Methodist Church has worked hard understanding what a welcoming church looks and feels like. And in 2011, we voted unanimously to become part of the Reconciling Ministries Network to make our welcoming intent more visible. As the video we just watched suggests, the welcoming message of the rainbow banners, if you were having trouble with the logistics, Ronald McDonald House used to be down the street and now it's across on the corner. So if that didn't work out, and we used to have flags instead of banners, so just to orient you a little bit. As the video suggests, the welcoming message of the rainbow banner spoke just as much to a heterosexual couple needing welcome and care as to our anticipated audience. Of course, our plan for our worship services is for them to be inspirational to you. I often spend much of the worship service worrying that all the things we planned happen like we planned them. I'm more likely to get my inspiration during the week as I'm interacting with the words and scripture, music and images that become a part of this service. When I saw and read today's suggested scripture, it literally brought me to tears. How could we be debating whether or not certain folks could fully participate in the life of our denomination when we read from 1 Corinthians that we are baptized into one body, Jews and Greeks, slave or free, gay or straight, okay, I added that, and we were all made to drink of one spirit. God arranged the members in the body, each one of them as God chose. If we have been arranged and created by God into one body, how can we possibly have the gall to suggest that God made some kind of mistake? Ask Job how that criticizing God thing went for him. I can't take credit for this graphic that I found identifying the opposite of reintegrating, finding it was just part of the spirit-driven experience of worship planning. But look at what it suggests is the opposite of reintegrating. Damage, destroy, ruin, harm, weaken, break, hurt, decline, persist, remain. Reintegrating is very Methodist. If we consider the Wesley Quadrilateral's four criteria for decision-making, scripture, experience, reason, and tradition, it's clear that John Wesley, our denomination's founder, believed that Christian belief existed as a lived experience, constantly being reintegrated into the present setting, not to weaken or diminish the faith, but to strengthen it for the present time. The idea, I remember back in the 60s, agape meals were a thing. Anybody who's been around a while may remember the Love-In down on Route 13 on the way to Ithaca. They were a thing. We talked about the three different kinds of love identified in the Greek New Testament, eros, philia, and agape. Now, of course, they identify eight different kinds of love in the Greek New Testament. But that's just a testament to how much time we can spend thinking about things. The idea of agape love was important in that time of expanding consciousness, because it seemed that communal care for one another was fading as communities became less fixed. An understanding of who is my neighbor became less clear, and an awareness of what was happening in the broader world was displayed on the nightly news. Wikipedia explains agape love within Christianity as the love originating from God or Christ for humankind. In the New Testament, it refers to the covenant love of God for humans, as well as the human reciprocal love for God. And then here's the kicker. The term necessarily extends to the love of one's fellow humankind. So it's just not us to God and God to back. Because God loves everybody, and so in our loving God, we also are loving everybody. Love of other, a love that is given with no expectation of personal benefit other than having a part in bringing about the kingdom of God on earth, is a non-negotiable part of genuinely loving God and receiving God's love. Loving God without loving people misses the point of God's love. Reverend Janelle Nicholas Ablola, in her article Revolutionary Love is Collective, writes this: I'm regularly reflecting on this thing called love. Whom do we focus our love towards? An individual? A group of people bound to us biologically? Those whose dominant culture already embraces and uplifts? Then she says, how can we redistribute this resource called love in ways that bring justice? And goes on, we have to love our world to the point that we desire fullness of life for others, and especially for others. It will only serve our one body if we drop our illusions of disconnect and take up knowing that our families and loved ones can thrive only when we are working towards our collective liberation and not just our own. A seminary classmate of Pastor Alicia, Greg Gray, who was forced to leave the United Methodist Church to follow his call to ministry, posted these words on Friday. With as many Methodists as there were in Georgia, it's amazing to think that there were even more Southern Baptists. I remember asking Dad what made us different than them. He told me, United Methodists love everyone, and we believe in grace. That stuck with me, he says. I believed him, but as I got older, I found out that it wasn't true. Recognizing our collectiveness is always a challenge for people with opinions, because we always want to liberate people to our point of view and then accept them as part of our understanding of collective after they've changed. Now, opinions are not necessarily bad. We only know about Jesus and John Wesley because they had opinions that did not match the status quo of their time. But they did not use their opinions to exclude. No, much of what got them in trouble was their opinions about collectiveness. They simply believed that God loved everyone. Our good friend, Reverend Steve Heiss, recently posted these words from Richard Rohr. This is how we are to imitate Jesus, the good Jewish man who saw and called forth the divine in Gentiles, like the Syrophoenician woman and the Roman centurions, in Jewish tax collectors who collaborated with the empire, in zealots who opposed it, in sinners of all stripes, in eunuchs, astrologers, and all those outside the law. Jesus had no trouble whatsoever with otherness. In fact, these lost sheep found out they were not lost to him and tended to become his best followers. Julian Rush's hymn, In the Midst of New Dimensions, that we just sang, is a powerful statement to embracing collectiveness. As we stand a world divided by our own self-seeking schemes, grant that we, your global village, may envision wider dreams. We've been talking about creativity now for 4 weeks, And our children have demonstrated how the kernel of an idea can become a beautiful statement. We have been dreaming and reflecting on what God is calling us to do individually and as a church in this place and this time. Whatever the outcome of the Special General Conference, this church's mission to feed God's people, body, mind, and spirit, does not change. Our answer to the question, who is my neighbor, does not change. Our heritage of loving all of God's creation in the best way we can is the touchstone that will guide us in the coming days and months. The Special General Conference sessions are from 8 to 6:30 p.m. Central Time, starting yesterday and continuing through Tuesday. So what are our next steps? Pray, pray, pray. Pray for the LGBTQ United Methodists who will be at the conference as delegates or observers, having to listen to hateful things being said about them, about their incompatibility with Christian teaching. Pray for LGBTQ youth and adults attending Methodist churches around the world that they might be fully recognized as beloved children of God. Please pray and hold in your consciousness all the 864 delegates from around the world who are making these decisions. The entire event is live streamed. We've decided to join with Emmanuel Lutheran Church or Emmanuel United Methodist Church in Camillus that's hosting a prayer vigil from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. daily. All the details for that are in the bulletin. And Jeannie and I are continuing to carpool out there. We'll be going out Monday from 10 to noon and Tuesday from 3 to 5. See me or Jeannie after the service if you'd like a ride out either of those days. And finally, attend the regional gathering to process the conference outcomes hosted by Bishop Webb at Liverpool First United Methodist Church on March 20th. All that's in your bulletin. The Methodist Church split once over slavery. And it's possible that we might split over this too. We at University Church know who we are and what we believe and who is welcome here. That doesn't change. Would you please join me in reading the words of the final verse of that hymn? Should the threats, dire predictions, cause us to withdraw in pain, may your blazing phoenix spirit resurrect the search again. Let's sing it. God of rainbow, fiery pillar, leading where the eagles soar, we, your people, ours the journey, now and ever more. We are your people, O God. And we are most certainly yours, now and evermore. Amen.
Thank you, Ted. Now, if you're comfortable doing so, let's close our eyes for just a moment so we can do some visualizing. Breathe in slowly. And let your breath out slowly. Again, in and out. Trying to imagine that your stresses, your anxieties, your deadlines are rolling off your head, down your shoulders, down your arms, and falling away to the floor. This week, I want to invite you to see in your mind's eye the people who have helped you create the life that you lead now. Recall the mentors, teachers, friends, family, those in the past, and those who are collaborators with you now. Could you have done it without them? No, of course not. And we will continue to need creative collaborators in our life. I'd like to invite you to take a moment to write on the colored paper in your bulletin the names of people in your life for whom you give thanks to God. And you can take your paper home, it's just for you, and you can put it on your refrigerator or by your desk so you can look at it and remind yourself of these special people and their belief in you. So I invite you to take a moment and think and write. And you could continue. If you have a lot of these collaborators, you know, you can take time later if you don't have time now. As we continue our time of mindfulness and you reflect on God's words to you, please join us now in singing our call to prayer, I Dream of a Church. The ushers will collect your yellow prayer request slips to be read aloud as we sing.
God, fill our hearts to reach out in welcome. Make us to see your vision once more. Let's dream of a world where our hands are your hands. We offer ourselves. Oh God, make it so, make it so, make it so. We pray for the day, make it so. We dream of a world where love reigns among us, and your will is done. Oh God, make it so.
As we start our prayer time, I want to take a point of time of privilege to share some happenings at the special conference. I happen to wear this t-shirt. I may wear it for 4 days to remind me to pray constantly for what's happening out there. Our Bishop Karen Olivito from the Western Jurisdiction prayed the night before that the Holy Spirit would come down and surprise us all with what happens. So yesterday they had a day of prayer to prepare for the 3 days of conference. And in the whole morning from 8 to 12, LGBTQIA folks were never mentioned in any of the prayers. So some of the queer delegates went up to some of the bishops at lunch and pointed out this omission. And a lot of the delegates and observers decided they were going to take an action at after lunch. And at that point, the moderator asked for prayers for LGBTQI folks. And the band that was there started to play the song, I Need You to Survive. And the folks in the middle started to sing. And slowly, the entire dome sang with them, and some of the other delegates who were not the LGBTQ folks came down and hugged the folks in the center. And just to read some of that song, it says, I need you, you need me, we're all a part of God's body, stand with me, you are important to me. I pray for you, you pray for me, I love you, I need you to survive. I won't harm you with words from my mouth. I love you. I need you to survive. It is His will that every need be supplied. I can only pray that the Holy Spirit continues to move throughout the next 2 days.
Some prayers are spoken, and others, still unspoken, are weighing on our hearts today. We bring them all to you, God, knowing that you indeed fill us when we open our hearts to you. We are thankful for all the prayers that we bring, written, spoken, unspoken. We bring them all to you, God, knowing that you indeed do fill us when we open our hearts to you. God, in your mercy, hear our prayers. We'll have a period of silent prayer, followed by a spoken prayer, and finally the Lord's Prayer. When you speak the Lord's Prayer, please do it in whatever way or language that you feel closest to God. As we begin a time of silent prayer, I invite you to get comfortable in your seat. Breathe in and allow the Holy Spirit to fill your consciousness as you open your heart to God. Let's pray. Creator God, thanks for bringing us together, old and young, from many backgrounds, gay and straight, with our rainbow of colors, in your never-ending love. We know you've laid your hand on us, and you feed us every day with new hope. So we appreciate this. But we've been disconnected, overwhelmed, and confused by the stresses and pressures in our lives, so much so that we sometimes give up. Ignoring your calls for change, we go numb. It's so easy to make enemies, to be enemies. We forget to make friends. Though you made us for each other, we sometimes feel lost. Our children are learning to blame and hate and fight other people, so-called other, while we still imagine that our security, our protection, comes from armed might, instead of you, Almighty God. We are giving our treasure and time up to a system of greed and tyranny. Another way we are lost. So forgive us, Lord, for our lapses in faith. Inspire us again. Revision us as Jesus did his disciples and the poor in those revolutionary times. Give us the courage to connect with each other across the differences that divide us, and let us learn to trust you more as we continue together. In Jesus' name. Please do join me now in the prayer Jesus taught us. Creator God, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today your daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Committed Christians have been serving this community at this place for 150 years. You're now a part of this living tradition. Giving is a way that we recognize the source of all that we have, and a way that we build toward Jesus' vision of a peaceable kingdom for all God's people. Don't forget to put your yellow attendance slips, I put mine in already, in the plate as the ushers collect the offering and the choir sings, I know the Lord laid his hands on me.
Blessed Christ, through whom all things are made, join seen and seen, and in their praise of one who both creates, sustains, who goes before in justice reigns.
Please remain standing and join me in the prayer of dedication. We pray for vision to recognize the creative spirits within our hearts and minds, to embody peace and passion, compassion and power on behalf of spreading goodness throughout the week. We see all the possibilities present here in this place and this people, and we claim the courage and strength to use them for good. We refuse to accept the way it's always been. Creative dreaming, visioning, listening, planning, and acting to make God's kingdom come here in this place and to being fully present and active in the world into which we now go. Please remain standing as we sing hymn number 581, Lord, whose love through humble service.
Lord, whose love through humble service bore the weight of human need, who upon the cross forsaken offered mercy's perfect deed. We, your servants, bring their worship, not a voice alone but heart, consecrating in your purpose every gift that you impart. Still your children wander homeless, still the hungry cry for bread, still the captives long for freedom, still in grief we mourn our dead. As, O Lord, your deep compassion healed the sick and freed the soul, use the love your spirit kindles still to save and make us whole. As we worship, grant us vision till your love's revealing light in its height and depth and greatness dawns upon our quickened sight. As we worship needs and burdens, your compassion bids us bear, stirring us to tireless striving, your abundant life to share. Called by worship to your service, forth in your dear name we go, to the child, the youth, the aged, love in living deeds to show. Hope and health, goodwill and comfort, counsel, aid and peace we give, that your servants, Lord, in freedom, may your mercy know and live. And now may you see the unfolding of each day as an opportunity to be a great co-creator with God. As a Jesus follower, may you feel his company leading you toward creating more kindness, justice, and mercy. May you know the nudge of the creative spirit within, making belief in all you are and do. Amen.